Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Shabbos. Every one of the Malachos has a primary constructive purpose. And if you do the Malacha for its purpose, of course, you are violating the Av Malacha D'Oraisa. However, if you do the Malacha for a purpose other than its main purpose, that is to say, you are doing it for something that, relative to its main purpose, is only a side benefit, but for you, it's the main purpose. That is a major machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Halacha Hilchos Shabbos about what we refer to as malacha she'ina tzricha legufa, a malacha that is not needed for its main purpose. It is not needed for its primary outcome, but rather for something else. Throughout Hilchos Shabbos, when we have a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa, Rabbi Yehuda says you are chayav, and Rabbi Shimon says you are patur. And our Mishnah is going to be focused on this halacha of malacha she'ina tzricha legufa. It also does discuss another halacha which is not subject to machlokas, which is that sakanas nefashos is docha Shabbos. When there is a danger to life, or even a potential danger to life, then the halachas of Shabbos are not enforced. It is a machlokas whether they are temporarily suspended or whether they are merely not observed, but they are not really suspended, and there are halakhic ramifications of that, but that's not our subject here. And so Mishnah says the following: Hamechabes aner, if one puts out the lamp, so you put out the fire in your lamp, and that is of course the malacha of mechabe, putting out fires, but you did it because of danger. Right, so because you are afraid of the Zoroastrians. The Zoroastrians were a idol-worshipping people in the Middle East, and in and around Bavel, and they worshipped light. And so, on their holidays, they were only allowed to light in the temples. And so, if you had a light in your home on one of the Zoroastrian holidays, you could potentially be killed for that. And so, you're worried that they'll see your light, and so you put it out. So that is sakanas nefashos, the danger to life. Mipnei listim, you are afraid that the ravaging hordes that are attacking your city, if they see the light in your home, they will come attack you too. So you put out the light. Or mipnei ruach ra. Ruach ra is it's some kind of illness in which you only feel better in the dark. Perhaps it's some kind of migraine or something. We know that, of course, in modern terms, we know that if you have a migraine, then the light will hurt your eyes, and sitting in the dark is going to make you feel better. I don't know if that's what Ruach Ra is, but Ruach Ra is some kind of illness in which you only feel better when you're sitting in the dark. So again, it is for the purpose of a person who is seriously ill. V'im b'shvil acholei shel yishan, or a person who is ill, but not that the light is going to directly impact his health, like in the previous case, but that he needs to sleep. And sleeping is, of course, an important part of recovery, and he can't sleep with the light on. And so putting out the light for the chole, in all those cases, potter, you are not chayev. It's a good question whether in some of these you might be asher d'rabanan. It would depend on the circumstances. Probably not, but again, depends on the degree of danger involved. So in all of those cases, since they're sakanas nefashos, the fact that you put out the lamp is irrelevant. Now we're moving into the area of malacha she'ina tzricha legufa. What if you put out the lamp kichas al haner, because you are concerned about protecting and saving the lamp? If the lamp starts to run low on oil, you might be concerned that if the oil runs out and the fire is still burning in the wick, that it might actually crack the ceramic bowl that is making up the lamp. And you don't want that to happen, so you put out the fire. Or, alternatively, kichas al hashemen. You want to save oil. You're leaving the room. You're going to bed, and if you don't do something, this entire thing of oil will burn out while you're sleeping, and nobody needs it. And of course, oil is expensive, and so you're worried about the oil. Kichas al hapsila, or wick is also expensive, and you don't want to lose the wick. So you want to put out the fire so that the wick doesn't get wasted. In any of those cases, chayav. You are chayav, of course, because you did a malacha on purpose, right? That's a malacha on Shabbos. It's a malacha mechabe. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayev. However, Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Potter. If you do a Malacha for a purpose which is not its primary outcome purpose, then there is you're not Chayev. And Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi, Potter B'chulon. Rabbi Yossi says, no, these are all permitted. Chutz min ha'pesilim b'neishu sepecham. Except for the wick. If you put out the wick, not because you want to save the wick, but you put out the wick because your intent is to create a singed wick. We discussed in a previous Mishnah that a singed wick lights better. And so typically in the manufacturing of wicks, they would twist the wick and then they would fire it. They would burn it a little bit so that it would burn better. So if you're putting out this wick so that, right, because you're like, oh wow, and I have a good singed wick, I'll put it out and I'll have a good singed wick for next time. In that case, that Rabbi Yossi says, following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that a malacha that you need it to be a malacha shetzricha legufa, right? This is the actual purpose of putting out a fire. The constructive purpose of putting out a fire is to create coals and to create singed wicks. You're actively creating something of benefit through the extinguishing process. However, in all the other cases, if you want to protect the bowl, you want to save the oil, or you want to save the wick, those are not direct constructive consequences of putting out the fire. Those are subsidiary outcomes. So that is Amalach Hashem Nitzricha Legufa. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi would say that you're not Chayev, it's Potter.